Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and may God bless you. Well, on today, I did something different. I played the song Quiet Place by Pastor Troy Thomas a few times. And the reason why was because I realized that many of us have not taken time to be in a quiet place, to have a Selah moment, time of just meditation and appreciation for the one and only true living God. When was the last time you resided and you dwelled in quietness with no distractions, no agendas, no motives, no conversations, no disruptions, no worries, no fears, just in a quiet place of appreciation of God, enjoying His favor, enjoying His peace, enjoying His peace that surpasses all understanding, and walking in joy unspeakable. Well, on today, for our program, we won't be on the air long, as usual, but we will be in a quiet place, God, on today. Why? Because God is going to release His favor in a way that He's never released it in your life before, because of you being willing to be in that quiet place. Because you're willing to be bold enough to ask Him for prayer, for His favor, for quiet in your life, for peace in your life. Peace is something so valuable that we take for granted. So let's begin with prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. God, we thank you that we live a life that says not our will, but your will be done. That we live a life that enjoys the peace of God. And that we walk in the unity and the love of God. And we receive and we give the grace and mercy of God. Do not allow the peace and the grace and the joy and the mercy of God to cause us to be people that walk in the excuse of practicing the sin of the enemy of our souls. But we walk in the peace that we know that God is perfecting us. And that we don't practice sin because we know that sin object and move and agenda to separate us from your peace and your joy and your love and your unity and your favor forever. On today, God, we ask you for your peace that surpasses all understanding and your joy unspeakable, God. As we walk in your favor for the rest of our lives, release your favor in our homes. Release your favor in our minds, our bodies, our souls, and our total being. God, we ask you on today, and we stand in agreement to release your favor on our jobs. Release your favor, God, in the classrooms. Release your favor, God, in our relationships. Release your favor with our families. Release your favor, God, in every area of our lives. And we'll give you all the praises. We'll give you all the glory for your favor, for your love, and for your peace, God. Because we can't make it without you. We don't want to make it without you. you, thank you. Favor, God. Favor, God. Favor. In the name of Jesus, we receive it and we give it. We're going to read a few songs and then we're going to pray a scripture prayer on favor and then we're going to release it because we're going to agree that what we've already prayed has been done and then we're going to feel it. Meaning we're going to pause and praise God for it, for it shall come to pass. David prayed and said in Psalms 103, praise the Lord, my soul. And you're going to notice that I'm going to finish the program that's going to align with the prayer with amen. I know some of you may have said, oh, you prayed, but you didn't say amen. That's because the amen today is going to be the amen of the release of favor. So praise the Lord, my soul, all my endless being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and the crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above, his love for those who fear him, as far as the east is from the west. So far has he removed our transgressions from us. Glory to God. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They perish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone. Place remembers it no more. But from the everlasting to the everlasting, the Lord love is with those who fear him. And his righteousness is with their children's children, my God. And those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you, his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly host, and you, his servants, who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. Now, let's not only read, but pray also Psalms 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generations of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their house, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. God will come to those who are generous and lend freely and who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever, and they will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They have no fear. Hallelujah. And in the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, and their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away, and the longings of the wicked will come to nothing. Hallelujah. The reflections of the heart. This is from my prayers. God's favor can open doors that cannot be shut and usher in opportunities that otherwise would be inaccessible. What areas in your life do you need God's favor? Think about it right now. Think on it right now. Call it out right now. Take those things, those needs to Him in prayer, and expect His favor to surround you like a shield right now. Right now, expect it. What are those things? What are those areas? Even who are those people that need the favor of God? Now let's take those things to God in prayer and know that He's going to shield His favor. His favor has been sealed by the blood of Jesus, and the Holy Ghost is there to make sure that we know that it's the favor of God, the unmerited favor of God. Father, You are the Most High God, the only true and living God. You are excellent in all Your ways. You reign in heaven and on earth. God, You reign in every fiber of my total being. God, the heavens are Your throne and the earth is Your footstool. There is no searching Your understandings. Lord, You are good and Your mercy endures forever. Father God, You are great. You are the great I am, the everlasting Father, a mighty God, the Prince of Peace, a wonderful Counselor. Father God, You are our Creator. You are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. You are our Sustainer. Father God, we give You thanks. We give thanks unto You, for You are faithful, God. Even when we have been faithless, God, You have been faithful. You are a sustainer. Father God, we thank You. We thank You for Your word, which gives us light and understanding. Father God, we thank You for giving us all the things that pertain to life and godliness, and for giving us all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in this place right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we exalt You, Father God, for You are Lord, and You bless us according to Your will. We thank You for the name of Jesus. We thank You for the power in the name of Jesus. We thank You for the power and the authority that You've given us in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we thank You. We thank You. We thank You, God. We enter into Your courts with thanksgiving, into Your courts with praise, God. We give You all the glory. Father God, we are Your church. We are Your family. We are the body. We confess our sins. We stand before You, God, in Your word. We proclaim Your word. We proclaim the truth of Your word. We declare Your word, God. We thank You that Your word is like a lamp unto our feet
and a light unto our path. Father God, we thank you, for we know that you are the potter and we are the clay. Father God, we confess and we surrender our will unto you, God. Not our will, but your will be done. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for your will, that we will live a life that's abundant and more abundantly. We thank you for we walk in the faith that we confess your will. We walk in your will. We walk in your faith. We walk not by sight, God, but we trust in you, God. We trust in your word. We thank you for the manifestation of every blessing of your presence, God. We declare your word. We bind what you bind and we loose what you loose. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the keys that you've given us. We thank you for your mercy, your truth that you bind around our necks, God, and that you've written your word in our hearts. God, we thank you for your favor. We thank you for releasing your favor in every area of our lives, God. God, we thank you that we walk by your word, God. We thank you for the favor in your sight. We thank you for this favor even in mankind's sight. God, we believe you that you will supply every need, God, according to your riches and glory. We thank you for your will, God. We thank you that you called us and that you called us blessed. We thank you, God, that we can declare and decree your word according to your will, God. We thank you that we declare that your many and every needs, God, that are in our lives, that you shall give it to us. God, we seek your favor. We declare your favor. We walk in your favor. We say that your favor rules in every area of our lives. We seek your favor in every area of our lives, God. We thank you, man, that God, that we don't have to worry about man's judgment, God, but we have to worry about your judgment, God. We thank you, God, for perfecting us. We thank you, God, for being perfect. We thank you for every perfect gift that you've given us from above, God, that it shall manifest itself. It shall manifest itself right now in our lives and perpetually and eternally, God, for your glory. Lord God, we trust you and we believe that every good thing that has even been withheld from us, God, that it shall be given in the name of Jesus, that we shall even give you all the glory for it, God. We shall give you all the honor for it, God. We thank you that we'll walk upright before you, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit to help us to see every opportunity, God, to give you the glory, to give you the praise, to give you the honor, God. Thank you, God, for even teaching us how to bless your holy name. Father God, show us your ways. Teach us your path. Lead us in your truth. We thank you for your Holy Spirit motivating and inspiring us to meditate on your word day and night. God, we thank you that we obtain true riches and honor and long life. God, we thank you for teaching us how to walk in humility and fear of you, God. God, we thank you for teaching us how to live individually and corporately, God, and how to walk it out, God, how to walk out the continual blessings in our homes, in our families, in the workplaces, everywhere we go, in the classrooms, God. We thank you for blessing us when we're going and when we're coming. We thank you for increasing our finances. We thank you for giving us the ability to obtain wealth and to walk in the covenant that you've established for us, God. We thank you for giving us the heart and the desire and even causing us to give and give unto others, God. We thank you for satisfying our hearts with your delights. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to seek your face. We thank you, God, for meeting every emotional, every spiritual, every physical need. We thank you for even helping us to help the church, to help our church for our generational families, God. We thank you for teaching us how to flourish, how our churches shall flourish, how the kingdom of God shall flourish. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to pray for your protection, to stand in your protection, to know that the enemy's tactics and agendas will not come to perish, for the enemy comes in like a flood, God. You lift up a standard. God, we thank you for filling our heart with your joy and for directing our every steps. God, we thank you for teaching us how to forgive and how to walk in forgiveness. God, we thank you for teaching us to, even when we've done things that have not acknowledged your forgiveness, that God, help us to acknowledge the forgiveness that we need to give to others. Help us, God, to forgive in ways and lean not to our own understanding, but help us, God, to forgive even those not seeking to be forgiven. God, teach us how to walk in your guidance and your prayers and not to be proud or self-absorbed. God, teach us how to forgive those who have elevated themselves. God, teach us how to forgive those that have even have done things that have taken our material possessions, our things that have, they've done in people and in relationships, God, to even speak ill of us. God, teach us how not only to forgive them, God, but to seek your kingdom and to seek your kingdom first. And God, that teach us how to be faithful stewards. Teach us, God, how to be those that create clean surroundings. And God, teach us even to allow the blood of Jesus to cleanse us, to cleanse our minds, our hearts. God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. Lord, remind us of the people that we need to forgive and help us to be those that are quick to forgive. God, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one and every evil agenda, every evil tactic in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for being holy and for being right, just for being great, the one and only true and living God. We thank you for your greatly to be praised. God, we thank you for your worthy, God. We thank you for your dominion in our lives. We thank you for your dominion will be that endures in our lives and in generations to generations, even in our seeds. God, we extol you. We bless your holy name. God, we thank you for your kingdom, and we ask you that your kingdom and your glory and your praise will be manifested in every area of our lives, God. We thank you for Isaiah 66:1. We thank you for Psalms 136:1. We thank you for Exodus 3:14. We thank you for Isaiah 9:16. We thank you for 2 Timothy 2:13. We thank you for 2 Peter 1:3. We thank you for Ephesians 1:3. We thank you for Psalms 145:1. We Psalms 119:105. We thank you for Psalms 64:8. We thank you for John 10:10, 2 Corinthians 5:7, Proverbs 33. We thank you for Proverbs 3:3-4. We thank you for Psalms 84:11. We thank you for Proverbs 1:7. We thank you for Deuteronomy of the blessings that shall overtake us. God, we thank you for Deuteronomy 8:18. We thank you for Psalms 37:4. We thank you for Isaiah 59:19. We thank you for Matthew 6:33. We thank you for Matthew 6:13. We thank you for Psalms 48:1. God, we thank you for Psalms 145:1-1. God, we thank you for your word from Genesis to Revelation. God, we thank you on today, and we trust you for everything that we've already prayed, and we stand in agreement that it is so, and so it is. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let me see if anyone on the line has anything that they want to pray in agreement with, and we count it as done, and it is so, in Jesus' name. Is there anyone on the line that would like to share or agree with us in prayer for the things that we have prayed for and the release of favor in every area of our lives where we've given the Lord dominion?
Good morning. This is Sheila Kaiser. I want to thank you for that prayer. I want to thank you for that word. I want to thank you. I just want to thank God for another day that he has given us that we didn't have to have. I thank him for life and to enjoy him more and more. And I just want to say I thank you, and I thank you, and for all of us to have a blessed, safe holiday. But don't forget, without him, we are nothing. Thank you.
Amen, amen. And I agree with that, with what you said. Remember our foundational scripture. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we close out today with the prayer that we've already prayed. For we thank God for his dominion that endures forever and his dominion that endures from generation to generation. And we bless the Lord. We bless his holy name. We thank him for his kingdom. For his kingdom to come and his will to be done. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. you, God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Thank you.
How great is our God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your greatness, God. How great